Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have our grace Savitri Mataji to enlighten us on topic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 23.56 onwards. Hare Krishna Savitri Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much Mataji for joining and giving your valuable association and enlightening us on this topic. Please take over the call Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinay Mataji. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to all the Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 23. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnanam Janushalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakatamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagachatam Sagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vashobhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priyam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 23 Life's Ultimate Goal Love of Godhead We are starting from the text number 56 Shanta Diroshiro Jogo Biyogo Duibedo Shokto Vatsholle Joga Diro Aniko Bibedo. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows. Yoga, connection, and Biyoga, separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Purport. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.93, these divisions are described. A yoga, yoga ve tasya, pravedau kati tav uvayo, uvau. In the mellows of Bhakti Yoga, there are two stages, A yoga and yoga. A yoga, viyoga, is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.94 as follows. Sangha bhavo hare hirai ayoga iti kathyate ayoga tvam manas tattvam tad gunadhya anu sangha tat prapya upaya intadhyaha sarvesham Patita Kriyahan. Learned scholars in the science of Bhakti Yoga say that when there is an absence of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, separation takes place. In the stage of Ayoga separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In that stage, the devotee searches out the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead It is said that in that stage of separation, all the devotees in the different mellows are active in thinking of ways to attain Krishna's association. The word yoga connection is thus described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.129. Krishnena sangamo yastu sa yoga iti kirtayate. One meets Krishna directly, that is called yoga. In the transcendental mellows of neutrality and servitorship, there are similar divisions of yoga and vyoga, but they are not variegated. The divisions of yoga and vyoga are always existing in the five mellows. However, in the transcendental mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many varieties of yoga and vyoga. The varieties of yoga are thus described. Yogopi kathitaha siddhistushti sthitir iti tridha. Yoga connection is of three types: success, satisfaction, and permanence. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.129. The divisions of a yoga separation are described as follows: Utkantitam vyogas chetya ayoga pi dvidhochate. Thus, a yoga has two divisions, longing and separation. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.95. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Sri Sanatana Goswami on the science of bhakti, means ultimate goal of life, that is prema, love of Godhead. So, after saying that, the previous verse, after the mellow of servitorship, there are the mellows of friendship and parental love, which increase to subordinate spontaneous love. The greatness of love found in friends like Suvala extends to the standard of ecstatic love of Godhead. So we are hearing details about the different symptoms of love of Godhead in different rasas, mainly in five rasas. Starts from Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, then Sakya rasa, Vatsila rasa, and ultimately Madhur rasa. Now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking about Shanta rasa. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows: yoga connection and vyoga separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Now he is speaking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, that there are two divisions of each of the five mellows. Five mellows means, again, Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, Vatsala rasa, and Madhur rasa. There are two divisions: yoga connection and separation. So in every rasas we find these two things: connection and separation. Friendship rasa and parental affection. Within the friendship rasa means Sakya rasa and Vatsala rasa, there are many divisions of connections and separation. So the whole science in details given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's a very important book for us, and very not only important just to read, but to implement. How in this lifetime we can all achieve perfection in bhakti. That means attainment of love of Godhead is possible. If we really understand the book very nicely, the points, whatever Srila Rupa Goswami wrote in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, those are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. So he spoke on those topics, details. and in that book those details are there. Therefore, the references are there in the purport. Chaitanya Charitamrita is so wonderful book that in this book we get all the essence of all the writings of all six Goswamis, especially the Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami's writings. And we are all Rupanugas, followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. In other words, through Rupa Goswami we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And wonderful point we are understanding here, that Sri Krishna left this planet 5,000 years ago. Now, many times we ask, without seeing Krishna, how can we love him? So this process, when Krishna is not here, without seeing Krishna, how can I attain love for him completely? That process has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is called Krishna consciousness. This is called Bhakti Yoga. Although Krishna is not here apparently, but by developing our full love for him, we can attain him. The whole thing is all about that. Because we have that general understanding that unless I see the person, how can I love the person? So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the full details, the process, how to attain, how to love Krishna. So by being absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna, by being absorbed in the thoughts of his lila and qualities, we can fall in love with Krishna. Thus we can attain Krishna. By chanting Krishna's names, by constant hearing the glories of Krishna, by constantly remembering Krishna, and hearing the pastimes of Krishna, we can attain Krishna. How? We develop full-fledged love for Krishna. Thus we can attain Krishna. So now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some details are available about those, you know, rasas and different varieties within the rasa, or different symptoms of the rasas and different divisions by realizing, by remembering, or by understanding the different details of the rasas, we progress very quickly in our spiritual life. We should not forget that to progress in our spiritual life, three things are very important, required. One is sambandha jnana, avideya, and ultimately we reach prayojan tattva, that is, we attain love of Godhead. So in chapter 21, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the sambandha tattva, Krishna sambandha. And then chapter 22 is about avideya, and now chapter 23 is all about prayojana, ultimate goal of life. The sambandha is the foundation. When we realize our spiritual identity, and according to the identity, the process of devotion, bhakti, avideya, or activities according to the spiritual identity or constitutional position, we ultimately attain the prema, love of Godhead. When we are engaged in the activities of according to the constitutional position, with the sambandha jnana, when we are engaged in our bhakti, full devotion to Krishna, then ultimately we attain prema, prayojanta. Three things simultaneously we have to pay our full attention into it. Simultaneously we should remember, that's the point. Now let's study this verse. There are two divisions of each of the five mellows, yoga connection and vyoga separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. Yes, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the details are there. So first, Srila Prabhupada gave us in the purport that Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.93, these divisions are described. What is the meaning of our yoga and what is the meaning of yoga? Means, what is yoga and what is vyoga or ayoga? According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, let's try to understand. The wonderful verses are there. 3 to 93. I kept it everything nicely. Now I don't find. Yeah, I got it. Priti rasa, ayoga yoga etasya pravedu katitav ubav. Priti rasa has two types, ayoga separation and yoga meeting. Yoga means meeting or connection. It has been saying in relation with the devotee, that is Uddhava. And the next verse is very beautiful. The translation is, what is ayoga? Lack of association with the Lord is called ayoga. Ayoga means no connection. Disconnection or no connection. In this state, the anubhavas are concentration on the Lord within the heart, reviewing his qualities and thinking a means to obtain his association. There are two types of ayoga, utkantitam, longing before ever meeting the Lord, and vyoga, separation after meeting. This point is also very important. Means, ayoga means lack of association with the Lord. When this is like that, how to attain Krishna? How to attain Krishna's association? In this state, the anubhavas are concentration on the Lord within the heart. So Lord within the heart is not Paramatma here. Lord within the heart is Krishna himself. Total devotion to Krishna. Krishna is not interested in anything without any devotion. Paramatma feature of Krishna is like witnessing. And he is giving the karma fall according to our activities. According to our desire, he gives facilities. And he remains inactive. Witnessing mainly. Upadrashta Anumanta. Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. Paramatma iti chapyukto dehi asmin purushapara. This is the feature of Paramatma. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is only interested when we are engaged in devotion. Then he becomes very active. Why? Because he becomes very active and he reciprocates with our devotion. And he gets the chance to take us back to his association. This is Krishna. So concentration on the Lord within the heart, reviewing his qualities and thinking are the means to obtain him, his association. When we are separated from our beloved or very dear most friend or any dear family members, you know, then we constantly think of the person's good qualities. In this way, we remember the person within the heart, and we feel the person's presence within our heart. Similarly, when we are away from Krishna or separated from Krishna, then when we remember his good qualities, searching out his good qualities, because next chapter, or next thing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will speak about qualities of Krishna. So, how to remember Krishna? Remember Krishna means to chant his name, means remember his name, or him. Name is Krishna. Remember his qualities, remember his pastimes, like this, remembering Krishna in full devotion, in full love for him. So there, so in Bhakti Rasa Amrita, we are understanding, Rupa Goswami is speaking, there are two types of ayoga: utkantitam, longing, before ever meeting the Lord, longing. The ahankaring also awakens in the heart. By hearing more about Krishna, that desire is awakened within the heart. Utkantitam, longing. And separation, vyoga, separation after meeting. Then 96, the desire to see the Lord when the devotee has not seen him at all is called utkantitam. Yes, have not seen yet, but want to see Krishna. That is called utkantitam. In this verse, little description is required. That's why I'm referring some verses from Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, because Rupa Goswami gave us so wonderful text, you know, Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu. By reading that, by studying that, we understand so much about our spiritual relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, generally we think, I'm a servant of Krishna, I'm not that much happy about it, or very much excited about it. But when we read Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, and we go deep into the relationship with Krishna, different mellows and rasas, then we become so much excited very much. Yes, that kind of relationship I want to have with Krishna. So he is speaking an example of longing before meeting from Narasimha Purana. King Ikshvaku, because of his extreme attachment to the Lord, developed great rati for the black cloud because of its color. The Krishna Sara deer, because of its name and the lotus that resembles Krishna's eyes. Means any way to remember Krishna, and many things that inspires us to remember Krishna, like black cloud or Krishna Sara, the name of a deer. Many other things stimulates the bhakti or inspires her for bhakti. Another example of longing before meeting, utkantitam, from the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. I'm going to see the Supreme Lord Vishnu, the reservoir of all the beauty, who by his own sweet will has now assumed a human-like form to relieve the earth of her burden. Thus, there is no denying that my eyes will achieve the perfection of their existence. Like this, the devotees, the more we hear about Krishna's form and his qualities, his pastimes, his dealings with devotees, we become very much inspired to have our own relationship with Krishna. So in this way, Srila Bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami gave us some details about that that different yoga and ayoga within the different relationship. Now, Srila Prabhupada is speaking, in the mellows of bhakti yoga, there are two stages, ayoga or biyoga, is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what we already discussed. And he says, learned scholars in the science of bhakti yoga say that when there is an absence of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, separation takes place. So during the separation, what to do? The mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In that stage, the devotee searches out the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He remembers the qualities. That means we are searching out means we long to hear about Krishna more and more. When we remember Krishna more and more. And Srila Prabhupada is speaking more. In the transcendental mellows of neutrality and sabitoshi, there are similar divisions of yoga and yoga, but they are not variegated. The divisions of yoga and yoga are always existing in the five mellows. However, in the transcendental mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many varieties of yoga and yoga. The varieties of yoga are thus described. Yoga bi kathitaha siddhis sushti siti iti tridha. Yoga connection is of three types. Now we understood about the yoga vyoga in friendship and parental affection. Now we are understanding yoga vyoga in neutrality and servitorship. So there are varieties, many varieties of yoga vyoga in those rasas, neutrality and servitorship. So now yoga in general are of three types. Success means siddhis, then tushtis, then sthiti. The three kinds. So what are the meanings of that siddhis, tushti and sthiti? Let's try to understand this much. That is also we should try to understand. It is written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, chapter 2 and text number 116. There are 10 conditions of sambhrama piti in yoga. It came to yoga, but yoga has different divisions. And now yoga has three divisions. That is one thing. Yoga has three divisions. That is sthiti and technical terms. Tushti, siddhi, tushti, and sthiti. So meeting with Krishna is called yoga. There are three types of yoga: siddhi, tushti, and sthiti. So in text number 130, Srila Rupa Goswami is speaking, attaining the Lord after a state of great longing, not having met him before, is called siddhi, attaining one's desire. An example of siddhi from Krishna Karnamrita, it is like that. On his head, there is a peacock feather ornament. His body is firm and blue, like an emerald pillar. His face is sweet with an attractive, variegated smile. His eyes are soft and playful. His childish voice removes all suffering. The movements of his body are more praiseworthy than the gait of a mad elephant. Who is this solitary person who moves softly about Vrindavana? Another example of siddhi from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Akrura, overwhelmed with affection, quickly jumped down from the chariot and fell at the feet of Krishna and Balaram like a rod. meeting Krishna after separation from him is called tushti. So they, like Akururan, never met before. Later he met. That was the first time. So that was, you know, the first thing, sthiti. And then now we are studying about tushti. An example of tushti from first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. What is tushti? Meeting Krishna after separation from him is called tushti. All are technical terms. An example of tushti from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. O Master, if you live abroad all the time, then we cannot look at your attractive face, whose smiles vanquish all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Another example of tushti, seeing Krishna in front of him at the gate of Dwarka, Daruka reached such as astonishing condition that he could not even greet Krishna with folded hands. The wise call, living together with Krishna permanently, is not known as sthiti. Sorry, the first one was not sthiti. The first one was, the last one is sthiti, middle one is tushti, and the beginning one was siddhi. Siddhi means when desire is fulfilled. Siddhi, tushti, and sthiti. Sthiti means permanent sthiti, permanent staying, permanently staying together with Krishna. The wise call, living together with Krishna, is Krishna permanently is sthiti. Sthiti. First one is not sthiti. That was that is the fulfillment of desire. Siddhi, tushti, and sthiti. Three types. An example of sthiti from Hamsadutta. The cruel person given a fearful name by the gopis, Akrura, leaning against a jewel pillar, is discussing with Krishna about the Kurus. Uddhava, the disciple of Brihaspati, is sitting on the golden floor, massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. In association with Krishna, the Anubhavas of the Dasa Bhaktas, such as things are carefully performing their services and sitting in front of him. So in this way, we are understanding about, you know, different varieties within a ras, within a relationship, as Srila Prabhupada is giving us some you know, indication from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita to inspire us to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, actually. So, yes, to learn about the complete science of Bhakti, we have to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And the essence of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you are getting in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I am going to the next verse, that is 57. Ruda, adhi ruda bhavo kevala madhure mohishi ganero ruda adhi ruda gopika nikare. Translation, only in the conjugal mellow are there two ecstatic symptoms called ruda, advanced, and adhi ruda, highly advanced. The advanced ecstasies are found among the queens of Dwarka, and the highly advanced ecstasies are found among the gopis. Purport. The Adhiruda ecstasies are explained in the Ujjvala Nilamani, Sthayi Bhava Prakarana 170. Ruda Tebhyo Anubhavibhyo Kam Pya apta vishishtatam yatranubhava drishyante so dhiruda so adhiruda nigadyate. The very sweet attraction of conjugal love increases through affection, counter love, love, attachment, sub attachment, ecstasy, and highly advanced ecstasy. Mahabhava. The platform of Mahabhava includes Rudra and Adhirudra. These platforms are possible only in conjugal love. Advanced ecstasy is found in Dwarka, whereas highly advanced ecstasy is found among the gopis. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after speaking about other rasas, about the different varieties within the different rasas, now he is speaking about the conjugal rasa, the symptoms. Madhur rasa. He says, Rudra, Adhirudra, Bhava, ecstasy of advanced love of Godhead and highly advanced love of Godhead are only can be seen within the Madhur rasa, Kevala Madhure, in the transcendental mellow of conjugal love. So Rudra, Adhirudra are not available in other rasas. Only within, means Rudra, Adhirudra are present within Madhur rasa, conjugal rasa. And now Rudra Bhava is only present within the Mahishi, Mahishi queens of Dwarka. Queens of Dwarka. Krishna had 16,108 queens, and 8 queens are principal queens, you know, and foremost queen is Rukmini, right? So queens of Dwarka, they possess Rudra Bhava, and Adhirudra Bhava is present within the gopis of Vrindavan. Now we have to realize a little bit what is the difference between Rudra or Adhirudra, why Adhirudra Bhava is not present within the queens of Dwarka. So unless we understand a little bit about Rudra, Adhirudra, that we do not understand the why the Mahishis, queens of Dwarka, they are not possessing Adhirudra Bhava. And so here in Ujjvala, another text written by Srila Rupa Goswami, very wonderful, very advanced devotees, they study these things. Because they want to go deep into love of Godhead, different rasas and the different symptoms and different divisions, different varieties within the rasa. Unlimited varieties are there actually within the rasa. But main things we are understanding here. Now we may wonder how to enter into any rasa. So again, before entering the rasa, we have to understand our spiritual identity. Means I am Atma. I am part and parcel of Krishna, an eternal servant of Krishna. And I am meant for Krishna's service and meant for Krishna's pleasure. The whole creation is to be engaged for Krishna's pleasure. And we are all parts of Krishna's creation. We are also meant for Krishna's pleasure. Our only purpose of existence, only function of Atma is to give pleasure to Krishna. In the spiritual world, things are so simple and straightforward. Krishna is supreme and everyone is servant of Krishna. All are subordinate servants of Krishna, they are all engaged in loving Krishna. Very straightforward, very simple. In the material world, things are complicated. There are so many enjoyers, supreme. Supreme means enjoyer. There are so many enjoyers, so many controllers, as well as so many servants. Therefore, there are constant conflicts, constant strife, constant struggle. There, and nobody is happy here. Because the main point Krishna is missing here. Krishna is the center. Central point is Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme. We are all His subordinates. Spiritual world is so simple and straightforward. We have to match, means our consciousness has to be matched with that consciousness. Krishna is our leader, one boss, and we are all His subordinate assistants in His loving enjoyment. So all the devotees in different rasas, they are constantly engaged in that eternal function of the soul, giving pleasure to Lord. Here we have forgotten our eternal function of the soul, Atma Vritti. Here either most of the souls have forgotten about Krishna, and within devotee community, after hearing about the truth, if we are indifferent towards Krishna, if we are not that seriously interested with Krishna, then we are not matching with the consciousness of the spiritual world. We have to come to that exact level of consciousness. We are Atma. Atma has no other business, no other function, no other purpose than to serve Krishna and love Krishna. Serving Krishna means loving Krishna. Or loving Krishna means service Krishna, serving Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, loving devotional service. This is known as Atma Vritti, the eternal function of the soul. So naturally, love of Godhead is not a foreign thing for us, is not very complicated, hard thing for us, beyond our ability is not. Atma is fully capable of handling or taking care of itself. Atma can take care of the relationship with Krishna very wonderfully, eternally. Our mind is blocking because mind has taken over, or mind has subdued the Atma Vritti. When the Atma is awakened, Atma controls the mind. The mind then follows Atma's dictation. Awakening, when the Atma is awakened, means Atma knows who is Krishna. The knowledge is there in the Atma. Atma knows what is the eternal function of Atma, how to engage in devotional service. Everything Atma is fully capable of doing. Taking care of the relationship and also going back home, back to Godhead, is also possible for Atma. The empowerment has been given by Krishna within the Atma. It's a matter of being awakened fully. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave us the qualification: chant Hare Krishna and come, go back to the spiritual world. The potency has been invested in the holy name, also within the Atma. But if we remain indifferent, or still allow ourselves to remain in sleeping condition, then it is very difficult. Otherwise, Atma has that capacity. So now we are going to the discussion of the present verse about what is the meaning of Ruda and what is the meaning of Adiruda. And in Ujjvala Nilamani, Srila Rupa Goswami gave us the very detailed knowledge about Mahabhava, stage of Mahabhava. As we know, love develops from, prema goes from sneha, mana, pranaya, then raga, anuraga, bhava mahabhava. This ruda bhava, ruda bhava, ruda means heightened or advanced loving ecstasy. Adhiruda means very advanced loving ecstasy, very much heightened. So ruda, mahabhava, these are the two varieties within mahabhava. So mahabhava, ruda mahabhava, adhiruda mahabhava. Ruda mahabhava is present within the queens of Dwarka, and adhiruda mahabhava is present within gopis of Vrindavan. Ruda mahabhava, what is that? It is the first stage of mahabhava, actually. So ruda bhava or ruda mahabhava means many times in scriptures, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, not in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, bhava mahabhava are same many times. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says it's different, means very advanced, very heightened, very concentrated than bhava, mahabhava, great bhava, means more intense or very heightened. So, in bhava or in mahabhava, there are so many symptoms are there. As we know, Ashta Sattvika Bhava, right? When a lover in mahabhava expresses tears, goosebumps, and other symptoms of ecstasy, we call the stage as ruda mahabhava. The lover should express 5 or 6 or all the symptoms simultaneously and to the maximum extent. So, before understanding why ruda is present in the queens of Dwarka. In Ujjvala Nilamani, we understand that Madhurrati are of 3 kinds. Sadharani, and Samanjasa, and Samartha. Sadharani means just general. Example is Kubja. Means when one approaches Krishna for her own enjoyment in Madhurrati, later for Krishna's enjoyment, she is engaged in Madhurrasa, that is called just sadharani, general, like Kubja. Kubja, by seeing Krishna, felt so much happiness, and then she wanted to give Krishna happiness. So in this, that is also rati, but still it is not full rati, just partial. The next second stage is samanjasa. Samanjasa is example is the queens of Dwarka, like Rukmini or all the queens. They loved Krishna in Madhurrati, but they could not sacrifice all the rules and regulations for the sake of Krishna. Like Rukmini Devi wanted to have first relationship with Krishna through marriage. Conjugal love, wedded conjugal, first marriage with Bidhi, then the love comes. And then queens also, they could not cross the rules and regulations of society or Veda or Veda Dharma, Loka Dharma, Lajja Dharma, they could not cross. But the gopis in Vrindavan, they crossed all the barriers presented by society, or presented by the scriptures, or presented by any, like family, or like Veda Dharma, Loka Dharma, Lajja Dharma, all the dharmas they crossed, and there was no legitimate relationship with Krishna according to scriptural rules, you know, married, a love between married couple or husband and wife. No, they were girlfriends of Krishna. Many gopis were already married. Also, many gopis had children, and many gopis were not married. A society can accept a relation between unmarried girl and unmarried boy falling in love and later they marry. But in Vrindavan, you know, all sorts of gopis, they were simply engaged in giving Krishna pleasure. Whatever way Krishna, whenever, wherever Krishna called them, they just ran to Krishna, crossing all limitations. As we know in Rasa dance time, when Krishna played the flute, the gopis, although they were busy, engaged, busy in household engagements, but they left. They left and they just reached Krishna. They only knew about how to give Krishna pleasure, nothing else. And they had no selfish desire. They never desired anything in exchange of loving Krishna, in exchange of serving Krishna. They didn't have any personal selfish desire. They didn't have any tinge of personal selfish motivation in loving Krishna. Total giving nature. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us that to the whole world, how to become that magnanimous giving person, you know, giving nature person. The bhakti means complete availability to the will of the Lord in all aspects of life. That is called bhakti. When we are completely available to Krishna, regardless of our situation, regardless of anything, any condition, when we are fully given to Krishna, when we are totally surrendered to Krishna for His pleasure, that is highest rasa, ujvala rasa. And that has been exhibited by gopis in Vrindavan. So they are the topmost. So the queens of Dwarka also loved Krishna within conjugal rasa, but with like a wedded wife. But through following the scriptures, through following the rules and regulations, they loved Krishna. So their bhava is called Ruda. Adhiruda is seen within the gopis of Vrindavan. That is the point Shri Krishna is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami, that Ruda is seen within the queens of Dwarka, and Adhiruda is seen within the gopis. And gopis, gopikas bhavas, gopikas special symptoms are so wonderfully you know given in Srimad Bhagavatam. They cannot tolerate the eyelids even, you know, and they cannot tolerate the eyelids. Why? Because the momentary absence of seeing Krishna, they cannot tolerate. Momentarily absence of seeing Krishna, they cannot tolerate. So, and when they're away from Krishna, they feel one moment like yuga or kalpa. That is their feeling, very special kind of feeling. And by keeping, they are ready to do anything and everything for giving pleasure to Krishna. There's no other consideration about not to giving or not to do for Krishna. They are so wonderful and they are so exalted. That is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. So in that Mahabhava, let me see, I don't have time actually, in that in the book that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about that conjugal love. These platforms are possible only in conjugal love. Advanced ecstasy is found in Dwarka, whereas highly advanced ecstasy is found among the gopis. Actually, beautiful points are there in Ujjwala Nilamani, but right now we don't have time to go for that. And next verse says beautiful points. I wanted to touch those things, but through the Ujjwala Nilamani verses, but it is not possible right now. How those symptoms are so wonderful to learn, means to understand. But this much we can understand, the Rudra Bhava. Rudra means advanced. Adhirudra means highly advanced, means topmost. Highly advanced ecstasy are seen or present among the gopis. Okay? So thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Savitri Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, first of all, for coming on the app, and your voice was very clear, and this went very well, I think. Thank you so much. And the class was very beautiful, especially since you were nicely referring to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and quoting from there and connecting it back to the verses. The class was so relishable, Mataji. Thank you so much for taking all the effort and giving us such a wonderful experience of the class. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Actually, it's all your mercy. You trained me to do it, so I'm trying. I'm trying to, you know, follow your instruction. And yes, these things are so beautiful. But at this point, we don't realize much. But we should work on that. That's the point. Why we are reading in this Chaitanya Charitamrita? What's the point of reading if we do not try to understand or try to start to have that rasa with Krishna?
Beautiful, Mataji. Very well said.
And this is possible. Atma has already a permanent rasa with Krishna. We have to just uncover it. We have to awaken that rasa before the end of this life. So that is the main point here. We must get the inspiration from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. Rupa Rogunato Pade Vaibe Akuti. Kabe hamo bujhavo se jugalo piriti. রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রহু মোর আস প্রার্থনা কর এস নরোত্তম দাস। So that's the point, that we should not avoid these things. Means we should start having relationship, uncover the soul, have the full faith in the soul, and come to that platform, loving Krishna, completely, selflessly. Through the awakening of the spiritual identity, it is possible for us. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us first Sambandha Gyan, then Avidheya, and now Prayojana. Bhakti Lata Beej has been already planted in the heart by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Now it is up to us to water that Bhakti Lata Beej, and in time, that bija will fructify. It will be a vine, creeper, bhakti lata. It will grow more, 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 and go upward. It will cross all the limits of the material existence and reach straight to the Golok Dham. There, the bhakti lata will take full shelter of the lotus feet of Yugal, Shri Radha Krishna. And there, the Bhakti Lata will produce the fruit, Prema Phala. Here the sadhaka, here the devotee, constantly should water the root of that Bhakti Lata. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, just water the root constantly. In due course of time, the fruit will be there. The Bhakti Lata will bear the fruit. That is Prema Phala. And that is our goal of life. So this is the real point here. You know, although technical things are so much, but we must try to grasp the real point here. We must start, you know, having relationship with Krishna. Not just in general, but very specific. Thank you, Preeti. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare
Bol.
Mataji, can you hear me?
Oh, is this Priti the Sundari? Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for such a beautiful class, and especially the last point you said. But yes, no doubt there is so much of philosophy, but you know, we have to understand your sense. So my question, Mataji, is that about all these, you know, stages that is being mentioned about Ruddha Bhava and Adi Ruddha Bhava, and of course, you know, the different stages of Prema Bhakti means after Prema. So does this Jiva, any living entity, can reach up to that level, or those, you know, expressions or those emotions are particularly...
Sorry, I missed something. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, Mataji, like those bhava, adirudha bhava, ruddha bhava, or the different stages of prema bhakti, which the emotions or the expressions that comes, you know, after the prema, the level, you know, that can be achieved by a jiva or a living entity, or they are, those emotions are particularly just for the gopis, or the, you know, the parshas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Srimati Radharani.
Yes, jivas. We must come under the inner circle of, within the inner circle of Gauranga, Gadai Gauranga, Gadadhar Gauranga. See, when we were reading Adilila, in Adilila chapters, right, Panchatattva, Krishna appeared in five forms, right? Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam, Bhaktarupa Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. In that chapter, Srila Prabhupada gave us wonderful purports. The devotees, you know, headed by Srivas Thakur, are all pure devotees. Shuddha Bhakta. And the devotees headed by Gadadhar Pandit are known as Antaranga Bhakta, confidential devotees. They are within the internal potency of Krishna, that is confidential Madhur Rasa. Madhur Rasa. And they are the worshippers of Gauranga and Gadadhar or Radha Krishna. So jivas, see the Krishna absolute truth, when we come under the shelter of internal energy, then we are also incorporated within Panchatattva. Means Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brindaki. Within Panchatattva means we do not take their place, means under their circle, means within their circle. Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Gadadhar Pandits, the Gaura Bhakta Brinda under Gadadhar Pandit, and Gaura Bhakta Brinda under Shivas Thakur. Under Shivas Thakur, they have other rasas, you know, Gaurangas and Gadadhar Pandit, their rasa is Madhur Rasa, right? So, jivas can come within the circle of Antaranga Bhakta or confidential. We say Prabhupada was confidential devotee. Rupanugas are all confidential devotees. All our Guru Parampara, they are Madhur, Rasa, Shrita, Bhaktas. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all the six Goswamis were Madhur, Rasa, Shrita. And that is the highest gift given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A jiva can come directly unto that position, means they can enter into Madhur Rasa directly through this channel, through Goswami's channel. Another is step by step, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, you know, Vatsala, Madhur, that is also another. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna combined form, isn't it? So, if you remember, you know, 2 days ago, our Guru Maharaj sent the beautiful message, right? That when we are engaged in devotional service to Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with full Dasya Rasa, then what happens? We become qualified to enter into Vrindavan Rasa. We can enter into Madhur Rasa too, or other rasas. Mainly Madhur Rasa in this line. Because when we see, in place of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we see Radha Krishna. When we are with Radha Krishna, then where we are? We are in Vrindavan, in Madhur Rasa. Maharaj did not say Madhur Rasa, but it is Madhur Rasa. Our paramparas like Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote so many bhajans. Nartam Das Thakur wrote so many bhajans. Shokhiro Aggaye Kori Seva, under the order of Sakhis, under the order of Srimati Radharani, I want to serve the divine couple, Shri Radha Krishna. The holy name we chant is also Yugal Mantra, Shri Radha Krishna Mantra. Radha Krishna together, absolute truth, are of two parts. One is Vishaya and another is Ashraya. Vishaya is Krishna, object. Ashraya is subject. Mool Vishaya, original Vishaya is Krishna. Only Krishna is the only Vishaya. And Mool Ashraya is Srimati Radharani, means original Ashraya is Srimati Radharani. And all the followers of Srimati Radharani is also Ashraya Tattva. Ashraya Tattva means devotees of Krishna. The technical terms are like that. Krishna is Shaktiman, we are all Shakti. Mool Shakti is Srimati Radharani. Through Srimati Radharani, we approach Krishna. In Madhur Rasa, Again, three terms we must remember: Vishay, Ashray, Shaktiman and Shakti, and Bhokta and Bhogya. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. We are enjoyed. He is the predominator. We are predominated. So, absolute truth can be understood in two parts. Half of the absolute truth is predominator, predominating principle, that is Krishna. Half of the absolute truth is predominated principle, that is Srimati Radharani. And it can be many, because we are all predominated, but the original principle predominated is Srimati Radharani. So we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna, mainly through Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is to approach Krishna, to engage in service of Krishna through the subordination of Srimati Radharani. So this is the direct path to enter into Madhur Rasa. Jivas, for the jivas, jiva soul has that capacity or that potency to enter into rasa. Then why we are not able? The intense desire is not there. That's it. Simple answer. Loulam, ekalam, mulyam. If we are ready to pay any price to obtain the rasa, then it is possible. That is the gopi's bhava, Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani also never considers any obstacles as obstacles. In any condition, she is constantly endeavoring to serve Krishna, give Krishna pleasure, best way. So this is our intention should be. So your question, if I understand properly, only gopis reserved for that, or the jivas can also enter? Yes, what is the meaning of gopi? Gopis means in whose heart Krishna descends in a very sweet, attractive way. That is the gopi bhava. And taking birth in gopi's house means when Krishna appears in the heart as the Kama Deva. See, we chant Kama Gayatri Mantra, isn't it? Chanting Kama Gayatri Mantra. This is very special mantra. Within this sampradaya, we chant the last Gayatri mantra, Kama Deva. Krishna is the transcendental Kama Deva. Swayam Rupa. Kama Deva is Krishna. In Swayam Rupa, Kamini is Srimati Radharani. And we are all helpers or assistants of Srimati Radharani for fulfilling Krishna's all desires. Although we are using Kama, Kamini, but these are not mundane words. Krishna is Sechamaya, willful Lord, Kama Dev, transcendental Kama Dev. In the heart, Kama Dev and our Kama Basana cannot live together. So Gopi's heart means when only Kama Dev lives, no Kamana. No material desires, material hankerings are not there. Only transcendental, kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. So, is the transcendental Kamde who can defeat millions and millions of cupids, you know, in his beauty, in his sweetness, in his attraction. So that is Gopi's heart. And we are discussing those things. Throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are mainly hearing about Krishna's dealings with the gopis, isn't it? All mainly about Madhur Rasa. And our Bhaktisiddhanta Acharya, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, gave us that process. Read every day Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, we should read Bhagavatam because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the process to study Bhagavatam every day. Also, every day we should read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, we have only three sevas in our lives. Naam seva, Krishna naam seva, Krishna dham seva, and Krishna kaam seva. Nothing else. Three sevas. Krishna naam seva, Krishna dham seva, and Krishna kaam seva. Krishna dham, Vrindavan dham, or Mayapur dham. And Krishna naam seva, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the process. Krishna dham, envision yourself in the dham, live internally in the dham, manase, broje, radha, krishna, seva, korive. This is the instruction given to Raghunath Das Goswami. Broje radha krishna seva manushe koribe. Amani manodo hiya krishna naam sada lobe. Always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, being amani and manoda. Amani means not hankering any honor from others, because our time and energy is invested mostly in that. You know, am I, you know, getting all those, you know, honor, respect from others? No, no. Just make it zero. Anya vilashita shunyam manada. Give respects to others. And chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Being trinadupi sunichena. And broje radha krishna seva manushe kurive. And always think you are in brajadhama. And you are at the lotus feet of, you know, Radha Krishna and Ashta Sakhis, within that community of the gopis. Krishna is the only Purusha, and we are all Prakriti, and we are giving all sorts of pleasure to Krishna. This is called highest Unnata, Ujjvala Rasa. Most brilliant Unnata, Ujjvala Rasa. That desire is the topmost devotion to Krishna, Madhur Rasa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means following Radha Krishna. And Radha Krishna means Vrindavan. Radha Krishna within gopis means Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanais Taddhamu Vrindavana Kachit Ramya Brajavadu Upasana Bhajavadu Va Yakalpita. So that is the point. So, yes, we cannot replace any gopis. We cannot replace anyone. We become servants of servants of servants of servants of Radha Pada Ashrita 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 Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. That is our position. So, can go there. Okay?
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So much discussion I did today. All right. I think we can end the class now.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much
for the
beautiful class.
Are we out of time now? We can't.
Hare Krishna.
Or should I say it?
You have question or comments or what?
Should I ask or no? I don't know.
Maybe later or okay. Personally.
Okay.
I hear another Mataji speaking something.
Yes, Mataji, Koti Koti Jindral Pranam. Last you explained in Radha Pada Ashrita Gopi Pada Kamalam. After that, Mataji?
Ashrita Gopi Pada Kamalam. Same thing means Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalur. Yes, yes, I'm repeating. Our goal is Radha Pada Ashrita 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 means who has taken full shelter of Srimati Radharani, we have to take shelter of that person, who has taken the shelter of that person, means Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa, means we want to become servant of the 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 Srimati Radha Krani or Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So that is So same point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke, right? Gopi Bhartur means who is the maintainer of the gopis, that Krishna, Gopi Jana Ballava, that Krishna. Radha Madhava Gopi Jana Ballava. So we have to take shelter of, you know, that person. Means we have to become servant of Srimati Radharani or Shishi Gopi Jana Ballava. Same point. Half of the absolute truth is Krishna, half of the absolute truth is Radha. So Radha Krishna together is the complete absolute truth. So that is the whole point. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna in one form. Okay.
Mataji, so it is Radha Pada Ashrita Kopi Pada Kamalan Dasanu Dasanu Das.
The two things I said. Radha Pada Ashrita 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 means go on more and more. Who has taken shelter of? The person who has taken shelter of Srimati Radharani, like that, you know. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa no Dasa. That is the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke about himself. He said, I am not Brahman. I am not Kshatriya, I am not Vaishya, I am not Shudra, I am not Brahmachari, I am not Grihastha, I am not Banprastha, I am not Sannyasi, but I am the servant of the maintainer of all the gopis, that is Krishna, Gopi Jana Ballava. So both are same. We should not identify ourselves with the gross body as well as the subtle body. We should identify ourselves with Shishi Radha Krishna. Either you understand you are exclusively Radha, Radha's maid servant, or Sakhi's maid servant, or you can think that I am the maid servant of Radha and Krishna. All right.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Koti koti dandavat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai.
Koti koti pranam to you. Okay. So I think we can stop here.
Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful class and beautiful question answer session, Mataji. Thank you so much. If there are no more questions and realizations, we would like to end the call here by reciting Vancha Kalpa and give
Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Udhipanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Sri Chaitanya Charita Amrita Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai
Jai Prima Savitri Mata Jai
Hare Krishna
Savitri Mata
Jai 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 Jai